Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This by Seether, who you wanted to be at the PBA instead of Creed on Friday, but 464-568-5, 1 is bad, 10 is good, text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Sip, we'll go first in this one.
Rick says no clue. Rick, come on. That's a gift from the gods, is what that song is.
I'm about to say Bill does not agree with you, but...
Come on, that is a gift. That is Seether, and it is, I don't know, it's one of their 5 best songs.
You were jamming off the bat there.
It's probably not Fake It.
Nope.
Fake It's probably their best song. Fine Again is really good. That song is incredible when you hear it. Come on. I'm serious. if I'm not going to say Seether's my favorite band, but they're in that conversation. You know how that goes with favorite band, favorite song. It kind of evolves, changes. Sometimes it depends on your mood. I can get that to a 9.7776.
Let's see where Bill goes with this one.
It's an extraordinary song.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. If they're at the concert and Creed played Seether songs and Seether played Creed would you know the difference? Yes, all of a sudden.
Bill, that's unfair.
Would you know the difference?
It's unfair.
That's a legit question.
It's unfair, though.
That's a good question. I don't think
it's not a bad question.
it's a good question.
It's
if Creed
sort of
came out and sang all the Seether songs, no one would know the difference.
Bull.
Four of you.
Bull.
Four of you would know the difference.
Ellie agrees with you. I disagree with you completely.
I've never heard the song.
You've never heard that.
I've never heard of Seether before 2 days ago.
Okay.
Have zero idea of that. Wouldn't really, if they were playing next door, don't know if I'd go.
We don't want to get into that.
But I really like the song.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
the song was really good.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, I liked the song quite a bit. It was
You're
a good
open-minded.
Song. Yeah, I said, but... But I'm right about the Creed Seether
thing
that I am. And Ellie agrees with me. And we're going to go with youth on this one.
No, we're not, Ellie.
I can get it to a 7.99. Really enjoyed the song. Same thoughts on that. Don't see myself going to a Seether concert. Don't see that happening.
That's a tough topic.
Yeah.
So, I did not see a 7.9 coming from Bill.
No, I did not.
I'm frankly stunned in a good way.
That's the difference, Steve, between me and you. I can look past some things and then still try to see the art. Within.
I do that too. I want to push back hard on the Creed Seether thing. They're not.
Jake knows I'm right, and so does
there's a similar sound.
Yes, it's very similar. They could play each other's songs and no one know the difference.
You want to guess Ellie's score?
Ellie's gonna go with a 6-4.
6-1.
6-1.
We've always been in tune.
I'm very in tune with the youth.
Yep.
Yes, very in tune with the youth and what's going on in their lives. Yes.
No Derek today.
No Derek. He's asleep. He's in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. He's on asleep. Vacation. That's right.
Last time she was on, he took a muscle relaxer and overslept. Yes.
Forgot about that.
Back spasm. He told me, he goes, I had a back spasm, took a muscle relaxer, and I overslept.
I wonder if a muscle relaxer would help your ears thing.
I'd try it too. And I would try it like right before the right about an hour before you do the interviews over at the stadium. Try a muscle relaxer. And tell Keith Mann I'm on muscle relaxers.
Just tell him off the bat, yeah. Okay, some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Rod in South Lincoln says that's a nice tune. 8. Sandmaster in KC, 5-1. Like Brett and Bertrand, 4. Gavin and Pender, 9-5.
Jeez, Gavin.
Jake and Hickman says Sip's going to love this one. 6-4. That was a correct take. The OG CJ, 7. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 7. Ryan, Ryan in California, 1.2. That's Ryan. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, 1.6. Kyle and Hooper, 8.6.
All kind of all over the map.
7.5 from Caleb in Beatrice.
Caleb.
Do you know Caleb?
I played Caleb. I did play golf with Caleb in the pistol.
In the
day
pistol.
One. Not he was not me and Seth partners. He was in our group though.
Caleb, did he yell anything at
Caleb's
you?
Caleb's a great golfer.
Did he yell anything at you at all? Any names?
He yelled Randy. He yelled Randy.
Oh, I think I know Randy. Who Caleb is.
Maybe.
What's he look like?
Shorter guy.
Oh, nope, that's not the guy. Yeah. Keep going.
Caleb's a great golfer. Good dude. And he yelled Randy. Randy! I can't do as well as Bill.
That was bad, Jake. Don't do that. Just let Bill do that one.
I failed there. Okay, Marcus, 8-9. Well done.
I can't believe I can hear you now. This is incredible. The whole show was
Well, I checked Bill's headset. Yeah, it was not.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I couldn't hear anything.
Now it's good. Tyler in Denver says 5-5, not for me. Doug in Idaho, 9-4-4. Jesse the Plumber, 8-1.
Jesse the Plumber.
Jennifer, 4. Hubby, 4-8.
Okay, not high in the household.
Didn't like that one.
Wow, Steve. This is interesting.
I'm sorry.
This is interesting.
Wow.
Seether.
Wow, what is that?
Seether.
Guys.
David from Renew, 9-4. He saw Seether in concert when they were here back in last year.
David has good musical taste.
Yep, he does. Durant, 8-7-5. That's Grant in the bottom. Can't forget that. YouTube.
The tube.
BWD, 2.9. Nelson, Montana, 5-1. Albert, 4. Bolt, never heard of them, 2.55.
Bolt. Our valued listener gave him a 2.5.
Oh, come on,
valued
Bolt.
Listener.
Chris 6.7, Boomer C, 8.25, and Brad says 4.1, rather boring on that song.
Yeah. This is Brad from the Baldwin Shop.
That's Brad.
That's different Brad.
A different Brad. Different,
that's a different Brad. Which Brad on YouTube.
Okay. Different Brad. Okay, Brad 2.
Didn't like that one. Song of the day was Rise Above This by Seether.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Or Creed.
2008 or Creed.
No, don't say that. That's done. We're done with that.
It is time for a Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
Nice.
You need remodels, kitchen, bath, or whole house. They do the whole thing. Additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting.
Efficiency, time management, that is where he elevates everything. When you do a remodel, you want it done. He's going to give you a time frame, exactly when it is, and the chance of being done ahead of time, really high. He understands the importance of timely work, and he has to get the stuff done. That's the one thing you want to do. You want to get that remodel. I want to get it done. Remodels are hard.
Yes.
Oh, remodels are
stress.
Hard. It's stress. It's stress in the house because every day, like I said, you show up, there's something going on at your house. And it's like, man, I just like to kind of chill out here for a second. And you can't. There's things going on.
Yep.
Respect. Randy is respect.
Oh, that's big.
It is very big. Thank you so much, Randy.
He's in your home.
He's in your home like that. But the thing is, he'll be part of your home. You'll build a friendship with Randy.
Yeah.
There'll be a kinship that will be involved like that. And forever, you'll be sending him Christmas cards.
See, that's...
That'll be nice.
That'd be rewarding.
We're going to send our Christmas cards out. Hey, add the Dinerts, would you? Because they were a big part of our family now.
He's lifting our swing set over his head.
Him and Hayden. The whole swing set.
It was
a bird
sight
bath.
To behold.
Oh, that's what he's showing off. The bird bath is showing off situation.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
really
okay,
is.
There's things that bother me.
Yes. Oh, we got
it is this Bugaboo Tuesday.
Is this Bugaboo Tuesday?
Yeah, there's things that bother me a lot. And it hit me on Friday, and I was on another mission job-wise, and I was like, this just hit me. Another mission.
I like that
and it
mission.
It just hit me, and I'm like, this has to be discussed.
Please.
And this is something, and let's go with it. The depth of a step can make you inept. The depth of a step can make you inept. The stride affects the glide. Generally, it's concrete. When the step is not uniformed, ooh, when you're going up steps, and all of a sudden you have the little steps, or then you go two steps, but two steps is a little too much. Or you had the long step, where it's like you make the step, and it's like, okay, do I stride this out? Do I get two in on this? And you're overstriding on the step. Going up the steps that are not uniform can throw your whole life off. It can just mess you up to no end. It freaks me out. I think there's still a Memorial Stadium on the west side. I think they still have the little mini steps.
Oh, yes.
You're going up. Yep. You don't know, do I double stride? Do I hit the one little mini step?
Every time I question it.
Every time you're going, and then all of a sudden, but the two-step is a little much. Then all of a sudden, I go, where do I go with this?
Probably just one.
And you're all off. You're all off like that. I went up some steps the other day, and they were the long steps. So it's like, okay. So you had to go step up, then one,
walk,
two.
Yeah.
Step up.
That's weird.
One, two. And you're all out of, your whole day is ruined.
I feel this.
Your whole day is ruined when they don't have some sort of a, it ruins your day, Steve.
I get this.
Yeah, when it doesn't, just try the steps in Memorial Stadium. They'll have, I know on the west side.
I know what
like
you're talking about.
And the mini steps or the big steps. And they're like, who made the decision? Who made the decision to do this?
An engineer, probably.
I know more about it than I do, but it throws me off to no end.
Did it throw?
And especially when you're walking with others, it's like, okay, well, what are they doing? Are they double timing?
Yep.
Are they going to go
at
a time?
You absolutely watch it.
It's complete chaos.
That person might be bigger than you.
Might be bigger than
or they, smaller.
I'll say, so, well, I can do that. The mini step probably throws me off more than the. Yeah. But when you have to go step and then normal, step then normal, your whole life, your whole day, it's a mess.
He's right. When you're walking, when you take a step, when you walk on the steps and you go back up, it's not right.
And then going down
it's
the
not
steps,
right.
You're kind of going, okay, do I go down just one,
yep.
one, or is it one? Is it rhythmic? All of a sudden, because when rhythm leaves the steps,
rhythmatic.
Your whole life is thrown off. It's rhythmic.
Can you say where this was, or
what's
do you
that?
Not?
I don't
want
to get into. I prefer not to, because I don't think that was like. Well, I don't think they were trying to personally come at me with the length of the step. I just don't know if people realize.
I don't even want to say a town.
No, I'm not. I'm not going with the town either. I'm not. Gonna
I,
do
I
that.
Respect that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. But I said, try it out at Memorial Stadium. People will remember what I'm talking about. That's the one place where it stands out. And this comes up a lot more than you think.
It does.
And when you have, or the one that I didn't even address, the step that's too high. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa.
Knees up by your face.
It's like a semi-lunge to get up the thing. It's like, whoa, what am I?
Like a workout.
What am I doing?
Try to step up.
And then
here.
Sometimes when you stride, if it's the long one, you decide, hey, I'm going to go one step for one step, you have to have tremendous momentum.
Yes.
And once you make the move, you got to keep going.
Yep.
Here I go.
It's
boom,
tough.
Boom, 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 boom. Rhythmatic. If all of a sudden it's boom, boom, oh, I'm slowed down. Someone in front of me is slower. Now I'm off again.
This is an age.
This is a proper bugaboo because it bothers me too. I am with Bill 100% in this.
Anything from the text line, Jake?
Let's see. Yeah. Hizzlebear says the stadium steps were built for players to run them.
Yeah, not. I'm going to push back.
Oh, the stadium steps inside.
I'm going to push back on that, Hizzlebear. They definitely were not made for fitness in mind. And they're the short stride. If you're running steps, you would never want your players taking 4-inch steps.
No. He's talking about the ones in the stadium.
That's what I'm talking about.
Up the seats.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ones outside.
No, these are inside.
The ones inside.
These are in the stadium. Mm. Like that. Yeah. They do. Hizzlebear's not wrong that they do run. People have run stadium steps 100.
Okay.
They have run those before.
Let's see here. Mothball says, my wife is an architect. Building codes and new construction doesn't even allow uneven steps
anymore
for new construction.
Anymore, yeah.
Well, those steps they're talking about in the west side, I'm saying those were put in sometime in the 40s or 50s. They are. That's when they were put
they're
in.
The little ones.
Yeah, the little ones. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about the steps to the. I know what you're talking about. There are little steps,
yep.
inside, but then they get bigger in the stadium as you go up.
Right. And higher up?
Yeah. Then you really have to step high. Yeah. Or long. They're long. I've ran them before.
Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, says, I had to have my steps at the front of my house fixed due to this very issue. One step was too big. Many people almost fell down.
Yeah. I'm telling you. The rhythm of the house. Step.
Interesting.
Rhythmatic, Steve. It's very important. Rhythmatic.
I think that's a word, actually.
I think it is, too. If not, it is today.
Hey, that guy had to change his steps.
Because people kept almost falling down on the step.
It's a weird feeling.
Out front of his house.
It's a weird feeling. You know it when you see it. I started up and I go, okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, here we go. Game on. Game on. I got through it.
Got
it.
Yeah. This is different, but Ozarks Brandon says, I had a friend who, for years, didn't have a staircase to their sliding glass door. You had to crawl in from 3 or 4 feet down. What is that all about?
That's a weird thing. Yeah.
Okay, now wait a second. Help me with that.
He said, I had a friend for years who didn't have a staircase to their sliding glass door. You had to crawl in from 3 or 4 feet down. Hmm. That's an odd picture.
That's an odd picture. Hmm. That's a whole different bugaboo. That's a whole different setup. Yes, whole different setup.
Steps.
Yes.
Steps. Yeah, they can throw you for sure.
Monitor it around town. It'll come up, and you'll be going, okay, I know what he's talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Some breakers today will be like, yep, I just had it. Had it happen. Yep. It'll happen.
God,
it'll happen this afternoon somewhere.
Yep.
Jake's grinning over there.
I can't read that one. I'll show you guys during the break. But Jeff, the last one from Jeff, the dance dad.
Okay. Dance dad. Thank
says,
you.
Says spiral staircases where the steps are really wide on one end and really narrow on the other ones are also terrible.
Oh, yeah, that gets you. Yeah, when you make the decision having to go with the spiral staircase right there, that's a lot. That's a lot. You see it sometimes outside,
yep,
going from your deck down, and they're really annoying. They really are.
Thanks for saying
that.
But
it eats up less space instead of having to build the down and then the turn and the flat spot down. It does. But it's like one of those things, like, I really don't want to go up those. And going down them, it's like...
You got to use the railing. You have to go with the rail.
Yep. The chance of someone... somebody going down that thing and all of a sudden just hearing a... as someone just goes whipping down that thing, you falling down, not good.
No.
Not good at all.
Those are... They're not necessary. Spirals.
Rhythmatic.
Bill, what was the headline again today, please?
The depth of a step can make you inept. The stride... affects the glide.
That is a wonderful Bugaboo Tuesday, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Nice.
When we come back, hour two, where is Nebraska fans in terms of impatience compared to other fan bases in the country? We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.